Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Welcome back live here in the historic Rotunda, the Capitol building just outside of the Senate chambers in Jefferson City, and happy to have Governor-elect Mike Kehoe joining us now. Governor, thank you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate that. It's great to have you. Here we are ready to kick off this session, and I know you're bound to have some priorities coming into office. You've been Lieutenant Governor. You've watched how things have gone. You've served in the Senate. What's number one and number two for you this year?
Yeah, sure. It's the same thing we've been talking about the whole time. And I know you just had Attorney General Andrew Bailey on. I'm very excited to have him helping us with this process. But crime is working through the various, as you know, there's been several bills filed in both the House and Senate that have to do with public safety. That's what we've been talking about for the year plus that we've been on the campaign trail, is trying to get more resources to the men and women who are protecting our communities and not have their hands tied when they do catch the bad guys. So there's several different pieces to the crime package that's coming out there. We'll have another few pieces when we get inaugurated on Monday, and then wrap it up with the State of the State speech on the 28th, where we'll have our total crime package will be out there. And that's really our top priority and something we feel is very important to the citizens.
You know, a lot of the people that listen to my show in the St. Louis area are police officers. I have a lot of friends that are in the St. Louis City Police specifically, and many of them are big fans of the state taking back control of that. Is that a priority for you?
Absolutely. It's part of the package. Senator Travis Fitzwater has that in his crime bill. But we've been saying, really, even before I was running for office, you know, I was born and raised in North City, St. Louis. And if you're an Irish immigrant, your family was either a fireman or a policeman, and that suited my family as well. Many people in our family were St. Louis City policemen, and I grew up in the Sinclair organization. And if you didn't know what a cop's cop was, it was Dave Sinclair.
Yeah, that's true.
But the St. Louis City people are really near and dear to my heart. They tried this local control piece. It hasn't worked the way I think it should, and many others think it should. So a large priority would be, a part of our crime package is the state taking back control of the city police department.
Yeah, well, that's going to make a lot of people very happy. Kim, go ahead.
One of our listeners on Facebook, Cindy, was asking, and you've kind of touched on this. She said, how can the governor's office help the city of St. Louis? I know you want to support the police officers. What about all the homelessness there, because there's no help from the mayor for them?
Well, there's, you know, unpacking the various issues the city faces right now is somewhat daunting, and I'm not sure we have enough time on this show. But number one, yes, for St. Louis City Police, taking over state control, and you know, a piece of that is just right now, if you go to the Human Resources Center within the city and you try to become a policeman, it takes weeks, maybe months to get through the process. Right. Where the neighboring communities, if you go in and you're either post-certified or you have the desire to be a law enforcement officer, you know, by the time you get in your car, you're probably going to be hired. So there's several things we can do to make the process easier for people to that want to be a cop, help them be a cop. As far as the other issues are concerned in St. Louis, you know, the mayor has, you know, I know her well. She's from the same neighborhood in North City that I'm from. But it doesn't seem like what we have to do to take care of that homeless situation has been in the right spot. The state can only do so much. We have to have leadership from the city that is willing to help us with those issues. And when you're 350 officers down in the St. Louis City Police Department, enforcement is part of that. And certainly you're sharp manpowered in order to enforce some of those things.
Very true. We're talking to Governor-elect Mike Kehoe here live in Jeff City right now. Let's talk about the state income tax. You and I have talked about it before. It was part of the campaign. There are a lot of people that would love to see us become like the state of Florida or Tennessee and do away with that. But I know it's a process. Is it a priority right. for you?
Definitely. I told everybody through the campaign, our commitment is to put more money back in Missourians' pockets. I've been part of $2.4 billion in tax cuts since I've been in this building. We have lowered the rate from 6% to 4.7%. We'd like to go ahead and get that down to zero. Unfortunately, the way our state works, it's not something you can do with a light switch and just make happen overnight. It has to be responsible. We have to be able to fund services like public safety. We'll be able to do that and get money back in Missourians' pockets. Several bills filed on both sides of the House and Senate, again, that we're watching, and we'll be behind the ones that we think can work and are responsible that works for Missourians.
I know there's also an effort when it comes to Amendment 3, right? A lot of us disappointed in what happened in November. Planned Parenthood fighting in court, trying to resume abortions. I mean, what's your message to lawmakers when it comes to anything related to abortion here in the state of Missouri?
Yeah, I'm very disappointed that Amendment 3 passed. And by the way, if you look at the numbers, it wasn't a landslide. I think the confusion on the ballot, what Amendment 3 did and didn't do, was very much on people's minds. You've seen a ruling from a Jackson County judge that clarifies some things and brings to the light some of the facts we pointed out during the campaign. This is way too aggressive and goes a lot farther than it has. I know there's some legislative efforts looking at things they can do to continue to protect life. One of the messages we've been very clear on is that now is the time more than ever to work with our pregnancy resource centers around the state. They have a culture of life about them, and getting the message out to mothers that there are options outside of aborting that innocent fetus is something that we plan to spend a lot of time and effort on.
Yeah, Governor-elect Mike Kehoe with us this morning. Every time I talk about IP reform, I see people's eyes glaze over. I talked about it a lot the last couple of years. It didn't go anywhere the last two sessions. And once again, I think Amendment 3 passed because of that. If we had some version of it. Do you support any version of IP reform? Will you continue to push for that?
Yes, absolutely. It's too easy. Unfortunately, Missourians, you know, we want a way for citizens to be able to get an issue on the ballot. That's what initiative petition was about.
Right.
But what we've seen in the last several cycles is we've seen outside money from outside of Missouri pour millions of dollars, some say as high as $30 million on Amendment 3, to get questions on the ballot and then get them passed. We can't let these outside interests come and buy our Constitution anymore. The bar needs to be higher. The debate in this building has been where that bar should be. Is it 57%? Are there different triggers for different congressional districts? That's where we haven't been able to agree on. I believe the agreement in the Republican Party in the House and Senate is the bar needs to be higher. We just need cooler heads to get together and figure out where that is and understand that taking an incremental step is probably better than doing nothing.
Would you support something on the general election ballot to modify Amendment 3?
Yeah, I would have to look at what that looked like.
Okay.
Yes, I mean,
right.
Anytime I can do something to protect innocent life, we're going to do that. But I don't want to just blatantly say a piece of legislation, I don't even know what it looks like now, or an initiative petition that could come before the people, what that would look like. But if it protects innocent life, we're going to be really hard on it.
So where should the bar be set in your mind when it comes to IP reform? I know you said there's a range. What do you think that should be set at?
Well, I'm not going to get into in the middle. When we start session off, in my new role, what I don't want to do is put something out there that everybody thinks is either the target or not the target.
Okay.
I would really like the House and Senate leadership to come up with a plan that they think is responsible for Missourians, and then I'll be happy to work with them on that.
You know, Mike Kehoe's sitting here with us. I have to ask because, you know, as I've watched this from afar, I've always liked Mike Parson, got along with him great. Governor Parson's a great guy. I always wished that he might have been more active in coming over here and knocking on doors. Hey, I mean, he served in the Senate. You served in the Senate. Leadership over here plays such a big role on what gets into committee, what eventually gets to a vote. Do you plan to be more active in that area than maybe Governor Parson was?
Yeah, I mean, Governor Parson, I think, has done a very good job for our state. I would agree with you. He's been a good guy. His heart has always been with Missourians. We probably have a little different personality as far as relationship building in mine from my small business background. I mean, 35 years in small business, you didn't just hope something happened. You actually went into that office. You went to the factory floor. You went into the shop. You work with the people, the customers, the technicians in our case, et cetera. I'll be very hands-on legislative process. But I don't want to interfere, on the other hand. I have a great deal of respect for Cindy O'Loughlin and I believe John Patterson, who will be the speaker, and working with their leadership team just to make sure, what can I do to help them on issues? I got very involved last year, for instance, in education reform and Senate Bill 727. Andrew Koenig did a great job with that bill. And both House and Senate leadership asked me to help them with various members that they thought needed to have a little conversation about that. I got involved, and I intend to be able to offer those efforts again as we move forward in this session.
I know you've got incoming Lieutenant Governor Watzinger as well. I had him on earlier. He seems anxious to have a little more influence over here on the Senate side.
Yeah, David's very anxious. He's going to be sitting in the gallery with us today and tomorrow just to see what happens. I've talked to him on a regular basis. He's worked with our staff. We're trying to make sure, you know, that office is really important to us. It's really important to Mike Parson as well. And we want to make sure Lieutenant Governor Watzinger does a great job and does what he feels like he needs to do to move the state forward and build those relationships he's going to have to build here in the building to get that done.
Sure. Governor-elect Mike Kehoe, listen, we appreciate you getting here early and giving us some time this morning.
No problem. It's always great to be on with you guys, and I appreciate you being in the Capitol for opening day. It's a big day for our state, a lot of new members coming in, and I'm excited to hit the ground running with those guys.
Very good, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Best of luck.
Get more at 971talk.com.